T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lincoln Kennedy, former Raider great, with Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Link, I mean, it has been so long. When that clock is ticking down in San Diego, marking the 11th Raider victory of the season, marking a return to the postseason, what's going through your mind? What kind of emotions are you feeling?
So happy for the guys. So happy for the guys. It's such a young team, and the fact that they've taken so many strides, they finally got it right. The formula for success has finally paid off. The fact that you need 11 wins these days to qualify for the playoffs.
How about it?
just those facts alone. But I'm so happy for the guys because, you know, that San Diego game was one of those hard-fought, gritty, character-building games that sometimes people give up on. San Diego found ways to lose it, and the Raiders finally found a way to win it. And in the past, it was always reverse for this team. So it was just so happy for the guys.
Link, were you able to go in the locker room and look at some of the men in the face and know that only Jano's the only guy that's been here for all this duration? But a lot of these guys, some of these guys have been here 4 or 5, some, you know, a little longer and a lot less. Were you able to be able to share those moments with them? And what was it? You're talking about San Diego sticking around. What was it with the Raiders couldn't finish? You know, you couldn't just blow them out when you saw in the first half the interception, the fumbles, all the different things that was going on. Was it just emotions or what?
Well, I mean, to answer your last question first, when have you seen the Raiders blow out anybody this season? I mean, let's be honest. They made games more interesting than they had to be.
And sure.
Give San Diego credit. You know, even though they've been battered and torn up with injuries decimated with injuries on both sides of the ball, they still had a hard-fought battle. The defense did a number of things to take there were times Derek Carr didn't have anybody to throw to. There wasn't anybody open. Well-covered. And they were generating pass rush with 4 guys and stuff. And so there were a lot of things that San Diego was able to do to negate the offense. More importantly, on San Diego's side of the offensive ball, they had some errant throws that were drops, some miscues and stuff like that. The turnovers were inopportune. If they had played a mistake-free football game, they might have won that game. So, you know, both teams, like I said, it's a character building issue because the Raiders found a way to win. Now, your first question, going in the locker room and what the energy was like, I didn't feel the need to because I shook a number of the guys' hands as they were walking off the field. And as I was walking up the tunnel with a number of them, I think it was Andre Holmes who was directly behind me. I said, "Congratulations, you guys are going to postseason." And he had mentioned something that I didn't necessarily expect to hear out of his mouth. He's like, "We're not done yet. We still got a lot of work to do, and we still need to we need to stay hungry because there's still more we can accomplish."
Link, always a pleasure, man. I'm excited for the team. I'm excited for the city. Uh-huh. But people have called me negative with this next question, and it's the relationship between Amari Cooper and Derek Carr. And I just expect more because I saw these guys, you know, be a tandem. But Amari had 1 catch for 28 yards. It was phenomenal. But is it fair for me to just look and want more and wonder why we're not getting it out of the passing game between what's supposed to be a top-tier receiver and Derek Carr?
Is it unfair? No, it's typical, not unfair. I mean, the thing is that you always want to have more out of your stars. That's why they're stars. I mean, you didn't anoint Amari Cooper just because his name or he was the first pick. No, it's because you saw the potential and the possibility and what he's done in the past. And so when a player of that magnitude is shut out virtually in a game, yeah, you're going to come back and be critical. That's the nature of the beast. That's what we do, guys. So I get it. Here's what I'll say. One of the luxuries about this team is that they've got multiple stars. Even when Crabtree, who leads the leagues with drops, comes through with some critical catches, well, that's what you expect. That's what you want. Seth Roberts, missed time when it was an interception. He got tripped up, and there was an interception on his heels because Derek thought he was going to sit down in the zone, and Seth continued to move across when that interception happened. You know, those are mishaps that happen in a game, but Seth Roberts came back with a critical catch. Latavius Murphy came in with some great runs, Jalen Richard, so on and so forth. So there are a number of people that are contributing to the Raiders' success, which is a good thing. Because now, when you're a defensive coordinator, You can't just key on one person. You can't just go and say, well, if we take out, you know, Amari Cooper, we should be in good shape. And I know what that feels like because there was, even in our time, our heyday, when Tim Brown was our strongest and most prolific receiver, if people found a way to double team or bracket or take him away, we didn't really have a number of the places that we could go to until we developed something else.
The great Lincoln Kennedy with Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. You hearing anything on Aldon Smith? Because Jerry Jones said yesterday that Randy Gregory has been reinstated.
Wow.
Aldon yesterday was on Khalil Mack's Instagram account, and he had a comment that just said, I'm back. Are you hearing anything on that front?
I have not heard anything, and I was wondering what is going on. Why are they, you know, why is so much hush-hush around Aldon Smith? It's interesting that you'll hear somebody like Gregory's name surface with all the things he's done and the idiotic things that he's done around the country, but you can't get Aldon Smith back into the mix. So I know that the Raiders are in a good position. You can always use more depth, but I'm more interested to see the contribution that maybe Mario Edwards Jr. is able to help with his defense.
As a great offensive lineman yourself, can you explain the challenges that come with having a quarterback who is unable to line up under center? That's one of the big topics we hear from a lot of fans today, one of their concerns regarding first and goal from the two-yard line and Derek Carr's in the shotgun for three straight plays. How challenging is that for the O-line and the running game in general?
Well, it's very challenging, and Lowe can attest to this as being a great fullback as he was. You think about short yardage. And Lowe, when you were in there in short yardage situations, what was your depth from the offensive line? How many yards?
4 yards.
4 yards. Okay.
Yeah.
So now you take that position, and that's generally where Derek is, about 4 or 5 yards out of that pistol. Compile that with Latavius Murray of the back is another 3 yards removed. So now you're talking about 8 yards.
Yeah.
The time that it takes from the ball to get from the center's hands to the quarterback's hands in a short yardage situation out of the shotgun stem is about as much time as you're going to have guys sustain blocks.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to break down by the time Derek gets the ball in his hand. It's broken down because short yardage is so quick and so impactful. That's why you have to have those guys, your blockers like Lowe and your running backs, at that depth to where they're getting the handoff, they're hitting the hole right now. All that timing is thrown off and disrupted out of the pistol. It's not as effective. You don't hold those types of blocks, especially in the National Football League, for 2 seconds. It just doesn't happen in short yardage. So the Raiders are losing a lot of their offense having to go out of the pistol. But I understand why they do it. I would not feel comfortable putting Derek Carr under center. I would not want to take the chance. It was a freak thing that happened that dislocated a finger. I wouldn't want that to happen again. But I still stand by the fact that there are alternatives. I don't know why you wouldn't bring in Matt McGloin in short yardage situations and just have him run the offense.
Okay, Link, what kind of time frame then are we looking at for Derek's finger to be healed, so he can get back under center?
I don't know that because I don't know the extent of his injury. But I doubt very seriously, with as much work as they put in with throwing the ball and everything that he's doing week in and week out, if it's going to heal anytime during the season.
But you like the idea of using Matt McGloin in short yardage situations?
I like the idea of putting a quarterback under center.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. Beautifully.
Okay.
So, because we've had a lot of callers asking about that as well. So who better to weigh in than Lowe, and now the opportunity for you as well?
I mean, Lowe knows this, and in talking with other people who have been in short yardage offenses, you just don't have the luxury of being able to do that. Now, it's not impossible. But it's just the depth and the quality of players that you're playing against in the National Football League. You have to do things a certain way.
It won't work. You're right, Link. It won't. Being in the gun, it won't work. We cheat up in short yardage and goal line.
Certainly.
Our running back coach says cheat up. I usually start at 4.5. When you're in regular field, midfield, 4.5 yards. He said when you get to goal line, want your fullback at 4 yards, tailback usually at 7. He want him up to 6. You know, so you're definitely right. Time the ball's in there, time it floats back, it's too hard to sustain blocks.
And with this offensive line and the potential these guys have done, shown in the past, things that they've shown in the past, who cares if they know it's going to be a run? You got to stop it. In our heyday, when I was playing, and I'm not one to always look back, I'm not like that, but in our heyday, you knew 14 blast. You knew when Zach Crockett was coming in the game, we were going to run the ISO or the blast. You knew that. So now it's up to you to stop it. It doesn't matter who you have under center. The exchange, the handoff is the most important thing. I don't necessarily see you missing a lot by doing something like that, especially out of necessity.
Link, what about the idea of maybe instituting some wildcat?
Isn't that the same thing?
Essentially.
See, that's my point. I mean, people, you know, I know that Coach Flores went through after the broadcast when the game yesterday. We were talking about it. Coach had never seen it, and I look at it this way. I've seen in my time in the game, especially in the pro game, albeit rare, but go back to Buffalo. There were times where Tyrod Taylor went out to wide receiver, EJ Manuel came in the game. So what's the difference? It's the same thing. I just don't know if they have enough time or they feel comfortable enough with everything that's going on, the quality of the opponents, the weeks, the holidays, and the way they practice these days, if they can do something like that. But I think that would be an answer to one of the answers that possibly could help the problem.
Dynamite insight as always. Former Raider great Lincoln Kennedy with Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Thank you very much, Link. We'll catch up with you next week.
Be good, guys. I'll talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.